USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is planning to speak to the leader of India on Monday. He's expected to ask the prime minister to take a hard line against Russia over its war in Ukraine. India has taken a neutral stance on the war and continues to purchase energy from Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration continues to support Ukraine's defensive needs.
Assessing, reviewing every single day the requests from the Ukrainian military and Ukrainian leadership.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says simply supplying Ukraine doesn't go far enough.
We want the Ukrainians to win, to defeat the Russians.
Both appeared on Fox News Sunday. During a traditional mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis asked people to pray for Ukraine. He denounced the violence, asking for an Easter truce. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Republicans in Maryland are fighting the expansion of some abortion laws in their state. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has the story.
State lawmakers in Maryland voted to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto to expand abortion access. The law, which will take effect in July, allows other medical providers like nurse practitioners to perform abortions. It also mandates the state provide $3.5 million a year to train providers on how to perform the procedure and requires most insurance plans to fully cover abortions. Hogan, a Republican, said in his veto announcement Friday that the bill would set back standards for women's health care and safety. The Democratic-controlled legislature overrode the governor's veto on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Two people are dead and at least 10 others injured after a mass shooting at a nightclub in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Police patrolling the downtown area responded quickly. No word yet on any suspects. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A new poll showed that many Americans are dissatisfied with the country.
According to the latest Rasmussen Reports poll, 61% of likely U.S. voters believe that violent crime is on the rise, and 47% believe that President Biden has done a poor job in handling law enforcement issues. A full 81% of respondents say they believe the issue will be important in the November midterm elections, including 46% who say it will be very important. Nearly two-thirds of voters say the Hunter Biden laptop story is important and believe the president was probably involved in his son's foreign business dealings.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has led a bipartisan group of lawmakers to Warsaw to meet with the Prime Minister of Poland and officials from Ukraine to discuss the ongoing war. McCarthy said that Poland has been a strategic partner to the U.S. by contributing fully to NATO. Congresswoman Liz Cheney said that a missile strike that killed at least 50 people in a crowded train station filled with civilians evacuating from Ukraine was clearly genocide. A man accused of shooting pop star Lady Gaga's dog walker and stealing her two French bulldogs was erroneously released this week, according to the Sheriff's Department. James Howard Jackson was released from custody shortly after a court appearance because his case was dismissed due to a clerical error. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.